That we're going with some issues that relate to Shavuos. It's only shared this week. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Yeah. And then, so the issues that the Shulchan Aruch speaks about, that the first night of Shavuos, there's a minhag of tmimos. Because it says in the Torah that we count 7 weeks at a tmimos. So there's different days amongst the Rishonim, what's pshat and tmimos. So we are most familiar with the pshat, that tmimos means that the counting has to be complete. That if a person, that's the machlokes between the Rishonim, that a person misses a day of the counting, so can they continue counting or not? So we are usually machmer, because of sefik brachas lakal, we can say you have to continue counting. But because of the machlokas Rishonim, whether one maintains the mitzvah, if one still counts, so therefore we have the meaning that if we miss a day, so we do not continue counting with the bracha, because of sefik brachas lakal. However, there's other interpretations of tmimos, and one is that we should only be mekadesh the yomtiv of Shavuos after the days are complete days. So that's why there's a minhag to daven Marav late on Shavuos night. So that the Tosefes Yom of Shavuos is a very limited Tosefes Yom, not to cut into the 49 days. So it's a fairly widespread minhag, though. It's not a din, it's a minhag, because there are other interpretations to what Tamimos means. And then, in the morning, if one stays up all night, so then there are numerous questions about which brachas one has to be concerned about in the morning. Each one raises a parish in and of itself. Question of when does one say it al natil and sidayim in the morning? So the machlokes, why is there a suffix whether to say until sidayim? Because there are three reasons for the bracha of until sidayim. There are three reasons for natil and sidayim in the morning. Right. So one is the Shulchan Aruch calls because of the ruach tuma that is on one's fingers. And the Rosh quotes because during the course of the night, one probably touched areas of the body which create a chiv to wash one's hands. And the Rosh Bar writes because Kekoin Godel comes into the Beis HaMikdash, has to wash his hands with kiyar. So each one of these reasons has different nuances to it. If the reason is, like the Rosh, that I may have touched parts of the body which would require an atil sidayim before davening, so then that's only if I fell asleep. If I didn't fall asleep, so then there wouldn't be a chiyuv. The Rashba's reason is, like I'm a kohen gadol, comes into the avodah. Is that because I woke up, and that's why it's a new avodah, or is it because it's a new day, it's a new avodah? And the Ruach Tumah we also don't know too much about, but probably also because the person goes to sleep. So since the Ruach Tumah, I guess, is probably only because of sleeping. The Rosh is also only if one sleeps. But the Rashba is a suffix, because the Rashba's reason might apply even when one does not go to sleep. And the Rashba writes, if the Arachrenim writes, it could be that according to the Rashba, be a low plug. That the Chazal and Misakein, every single day, a person should remind himself he's studying a new form of Avodah. So because of the suffix, so we would normally say, suffix brachis lahakel. So it wouldn't make the bracha until it's Yedayim. Good. However, the Kiv Eger says that if one goes to the bathroom, or if one, other achrim say, if one touches a part of the body which normally creates a reason to make a bracha, let's back up, if one goes to the bathroom, that's the easier, that's what Kiv Eger's mahalach, so then one would be chayiv to say that even according to the Rashba, even according to the Rosh. Right? So the Rabbi Kiv Eger says the Sfek Sveika. Why does the Sfek Sveika suffik that maybe we hold like the Rosh? Suffik maybe holds the Rashba and there's a low plug. Suffik we hold like the Rosh, and I was Machayev myself, Natila. He says that's enough of a reason to make a bracha. Other friends say no. They say Sfek Sveika, we also don't make brachas because of Sfek Sveika. But that's Rabbi Kiv Eger's Malach, and that's very Mukubal. Nevertheless, because then there are others who say, well, why don't we just force ourselves to touch part of the body which is Mechayev Bracha? Is that coming to the category being Mechayev Bracha and it's Machloikas Achrayna? But because so if there is a Machloikas, if one has the opportunity to hear the bracha from a person who did sleep for half an hour, so then one is yetzer kol hadayos. So that's why the general practice is that the person who slept half an hour, so he makes the bracha of al netilas yadayim for everybody. But let's say one's in a place where nobody can fall asleep at all, so then we'd follow the advice of Rav Eger and be mechayev ourselves, go to the bathroom. That's less than forcing yourself. Probably going to have to go to the bathroom anyways as a preparation for davening. So then you have the sveik Rav Eger, and then we would make the bracha. That'd be the mahalach to make the bracha by going to the bathroom, or have somebody else be moitzi me with that bracha. That's the tilas yadayim.
Better to be guilty with someone else?
Yeah, safe. That's, I think it's the common practice. I think so. Then tzitzis. So while we're at our conference the entire night, so is there a chiyuv to make a bracha on when tzitzis, when the chiyuv opens up in the morning, or do we say, no, I was not nesach hadas from yesterday morning's bracha, because I've been wearing my tzitzis since tomorrow morning. We'll make a bracha on the talis cotton tomorrow morning, Tuesday morning. So Wednesday morning, there's no hesach hadas, so one should make a bracha. So that's the common practice. So what we normally do is that a person who puts on a talis gadol and then says l'satef b'tzitzis, he's mostly everybody. Everybody their bracha and tzitzis. Right? That's the next bracha that we make for the tzibur. And then the next question is brachas haTorah. So brachas haTorah is a machlekes. Shulchan Aruch has 2 days as to whether the chiv of brachas haTorah every day is a mitzvah day raisa to make a bracha before one learns. All right, that is according to Rov Rishonim and Rov Achronim mitzvah day raisa. Shulchan Aruch's lashon is. I don't know if Shulchan Aruch himself takes a stand on it. So the mitzvah is, Rav hold it's a mitzvah deraisa to make a bracha before one starts learning. And that bracha maintains itself till something. Till there's a probably hesach hadas, till one has a shena kubul, let's say. Although, if one falls asleep during the day and has a really strong sleep during the day, we also don't say that one makes a new bracha. So apparently, that's the suffix. Is the machayiv of the brachas haTorah the shenas keva, or is the machayiv of brachas haTorah the new day? So our general practice is that we only make a new bracha when we have both. That's hesach hadas. That is substantial enough to be mechayev a new bracha brachas haTorah. So now Shavuos morning, I didn't fall asleep, so I have the new day. So maybe I'm chayev to make a brachas haTorah now. Maybe I'm potter. Suffik brachas and brachas haTorah is not lahakam, because Rav Achrenim hold that brachas haTorah is a deiraisa, and b'nosaf lazeh. The Achronim writes, Shulchan Aruch writes, V'tzorach lizor b'ma'od. The brachas haTorah is very choshev b'bracha. Why? Not only because it's din deraisa, because the Gemara says, Al men nechro Yerushalayim. The Gemara says that the second Beis HaMikdash, one of the Gemaras is, it was destroyed because Shalei Birucha b'bracha t'chila. So there are many, many different pshatim that what it means, Shalei Birucha b'bracha t'chila. Mishnah Berurah's pshat is that we did not identify Talmud Torah as a separate form of learning from other forms of learning. Others say that we didn't learn besimcha, we didn't learn the Shema. But whatever it is, the pshat of the Gemara is that they didn't make brachas haTorah. So, because of that Gemara, others say also there's later svarim say, and different forms of the zehiros of the brachas haTorah. Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, I think, in Ari, that when the learning is only successful if one makes a brachas haTorah before. So we take it very seriously. So in this situation, ideal thing is to have somebody else make the brachas haTorah. That solves all our problems. What happens if there's nobody around who fell asleep? So then, some achronim say it's worthwhile going to sleep just to be able to mechayev the bracha and brachas haTorah, not have to have the suffix. But the Mishnah Berurah writes that if one doesn't have a person who fell asleep, so then when one says Abba Rabba, so we should have in mind that that is the brachas haTorah, because the Mishnah say that that the Shulchan Aruch quotes that brachas haTorah, that Abba Rabba could be a substitute for brachas haTorah. All right, so then one has to be careful that right after Shmoneh Esrei one should learn something, so that the Birchas HaTorah of Abba Rabba is Chal. The other Reitza which the Mishnah Berurah comes up with suggests, but it's very hard to remember to do this, that tomorrow morning, before one makes the Birchas HaTorah, Erev Shavuos, Tuesday morning, before one makes the Birchas HaTorah, we should have in mind that this Birchas HaTorah expires the next morning by Omer Hashem, by Hinetzachama, and a little bit earlier before Hinetzachama. Half an hour before Hinetzachama, my Birchas HaTorah expires. It's only good. A little bit more. Half an hour before, start down usually half an hour before, maybe 40 minutes before. So that way, it's like a Tanai, that my Birchas HaTorah should only go as far as the Torah that I'm learning from tomorrow morning for 24 hours, till, and then, since I'm being Mesiach Das actively, it's an interesting Mahalach, so therefore I mechayev myself in the bracha of Kol HaDeis. I may be mechayev anyways, because it was a night time. And now I'm for sure chayev. So it's not called to be mechayev when a person does something to take them out of a suffix bracha. That's not called to be mechayev yourself in the bracha. That's called clearing the suffix. That's the ideal solution of the Mishnah Berurah. But it takes a great degree of presence of mind tomorrow morning to have that in mind when one says the Birchas HaTorah. But let's say a person did not have that in mind, and let's say no one fell asleep. So then the Mishnah Berurah's advice in Tov Tzadik Daled is to not say the Birchas HaTorah, but when one says Abba Rabba, to have in mind that that is a key when one is Birchas HaTorah. So that's Birchas HaTorah. Then after Birchas HaTorah is Lakai Neshama. So when it comes to all of the Birchas HaShachar, all the Birchas HaShachar, all 18 Birchas HaShachar, so there's a Machlok Subachavir Ramah, whether one says them only when one experiences the event. But for example, does one say, there aren't too many examples that are really, does one say, Zekif Kufim only when one stands up. And Lu Yitzur, one would not stand up, one wouldn't say Zekif Kufim. Does one say Shaosuli Kol Tzorki? The Gemara says that has to do with putting on shoes. So let's say a person doesn't have shoes. Alright, so does he say the bracha or not? Tisha B'Av, we don't say the bracha until the afternoon, because no one is chayven in leather shoes then. So the Mechaber writes that one only says the Birchas HaShachar after Mechayev. So if there's no new Mechayev, he certainly wouldn't be Mechayev. But we follow the Rambam. The Rambam says, no, the Birchas HaShachar are made in Minhogah Shalaylam. They're Bracha and Teva. So therefore, all Chayev and Birchas HaShachar. So every Birchas HaShachar we would say. That's how we paskin, that's not a suffix. The Shaila is a Lakai Neshama and a Mavir Sheina. Because a Lakai Neshama is very personal. Shnasatim Bekirvi. Right, so there, kind of shows like a double machloika. Some say it's not a problem because the very end is clearly a brocha klolas. Hamachas and shomas of glory basin. So some achronim say that a kind of shows is not a problem. And other achronim say, yeah, but you said it's after bekirbi, so that you made it a very personal brocha. So maybe a kind of shoma was established not kefim and hagei shulayla. So because some Achronim say that that is an exception to the Ramah, and the same thing with the Mavri Shein Me Einoi, since that's personal, so a person who didn't fall asleep, didn't wake up, so some Achronim say that those two brachas are exceptions. It's a different, some Achloikas Achronim, I'm squishing it. Some Achloikas Achronim about Elkhai Neshama, but that's a Machloikas which is different than going to put a Mavri Shein. Mavri Shein is simply because it's personal. And Elokei Nisham is a double machlokes. It's personal, but the last bracha is impersonal. So not all achronim who say that a maver shena is cannot be said if one stays awake the entire night. But at the end of the day, there are a group of achronim that the Mishnah Berurah quotes that says that that one cannot make a elokei neshama and thinks of machlokes in the prima gadim. The Eliyahu Rabba says, I believe that one cannot say them if one did not fall asleep, and the people going to say one can't say them. So again, in this case, if there's a person who fell asleep, then they say the kind of shama and mavishena. I believe if no one fell asleep, then we probably would not say them because the suffix brach is lakum. And we wouldn't say the kind of shama there either because we assume that the concept of the machzir in the shama is only at night, not during the daytime. So then there's a further suffix. And that is, what about the Yila Rotzen that we say after Ma'avir Shena? So we try to attach that to Ma'avir Shena to Brochas Mukhla Chavrata. So that the Mishnah Berurah says, that's not a problem. Because, so we'll append it to Hanais on the Yev Koyach. So Mishnah Berurah says, it's also made of Brocha. Ma'avir Shena, the Brocha of Yila Rotzen is a Brocha which ends up with Gomach HaSodom Tovim. So awaking us up is a chesed, and as nesli of korach is a chesed. Again, the Rachonim would disagree with this, but the Mishnah Berurah's mahalach is that not to worry about appending it to nesli of korach. So again, so the way that we usually work it out is we have a first. What are the sveikas? Subject number one is the birchas and the brochan tzitzis. So we have one person who may have been awake the entire night. But when he puts on his talus, he says lasatei betzitzis. So that's easy. He's might see everybody. That's not a problem. And a person who puts on his own tzitzis, his own talus gadol, so I think he can also say the bracha. That's also some I have to look that up again. I think some machrim question that. If I'm wearing my tzitzis the entire day, so there's no chiddush in my chiv, so I'm not mechadesh. I was on Mesich Das for my tzitzis. So since I'm not Mesich Das for my tzitzis, if I put on another pair, so I think we paskin that one does say bracha on it. I have to look it up again. And then after tzitzis, so then we have the bracha of Netilas Yadayim. So that we have somebody saying it for everybody, and if we don't, then everybody says their own after going to the bathroom, following Rabbi Akiva Eiger. If there is a person who was up all night, who fell asleep, so then he might as well say it so we don't have the Sfek Sfeika, which others debate and argue with Rabbi Akiva Eiger. And then the Birchas HaTorah, you have somebody being might see everybody, if there's nobody available, then Abba Rabba. And then we have a Lekaina Shammam, and Ma'avir Shena, that also somebody should be mitzi everybody, and if we have nobody available, so then we wouldn't say that bracha. Yeah, go ahead.
If
we
say
Elokai
Neshama, the reason we won't say
Elokai
Neshama, because
the
personal bracha,
yeah, have somebody mitzi. Why? Can you mitzi me even on a personal bracha? Right? Let's say I'm eating an apple, and you're eating an apple. So I'm making a bracha in my hanah. Right? The question is, anoyis l'sech b'ibina. Am I making a bracha in the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu was ma'over my heart to know, ma'over the rooster to wake me up? Or am I making a bracha, Kadosh Baruch Hu, minhag shalom, I tonight did not have to be woken up. I was awake all night. But there's a minhag shalom, Kadosh Baruch Hu has a minhag shalom that people get up in the morning. Good. So that's a bracha on my personal hanah. Or on the Hagish Oilam. But on my personal handah, I'm chayv to make a bracha. I'm chayv to make a burpeitz in my personal handah. There's no bracha burpeitz in everybody's handah. I see you having an apple, I'm chayv to make a bracha. It's only in my handah, because I'm chayv. But even though they're chayv in my handah, somebody else is being nana, and they're chayv, they can be might see me in my handah. Gemara Shoshana says that if you're getting handah, and if you're not getting handah, and I am getting handah, then you can have your might see me. Right? But if we're both getting hana, then you can be moitzi me. Then.
Is that about between Nesayakov and Yerushalayim?
Is that
about your
sayamein
in between?
Sayamein is not the sayamein, right? I think it's really not the sayamein. So that is a smuchel chamruta.
The same thing for purpose of Torah, the first two.
The same thing, right? We also don't make a bracha for the first. Yeah, what I mentioned before though about the. The din day rice of brachas is only in the first bracha. The mitzvah day rice is say bracha, so it's only on one bracha. We're known to say three brachas. That's a din day rabbanon. So the suffix brachos, they rice only in bracha. So the rabbanon is all three brachas. That's a good point. Yeah. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that if a person puts on several begodim of tzitzis, so if he did not do it all in one fell swoop, then one makes another bracha on each one. And if he put on five begodim at once, right, that's why in the morning we only make one bracha. Because there's no hesach hadas between, or not a significant hadas between our talzko and talzgadol. But let's say a person puts on several begodim. So then the Shulchan Aruch paskins that we do make a bracha on each one. But I believe that the Mishneh Berurah quotes Achreinu or Chalik in this. Afilu Sichu B'Alma Gavu. So that's probably why it's better to have one person make the list Atef as well. So I would think that if you have a one person who can say list Atef, that's better. And if, but you also have one person who's going to tatef, yeah. That's the better way to go. But let's say a person missed that bracha, they're outside in the bathroom, because they wanted to make a tulsi daim. So they missed the tatef, so then he would make his own tatef. Good. So let's look at the sugi in Shabbos that relates to Shuas. So that's on daf. Pei Vav through Pei Chesem is based. If he tests, is the Matan Torah Sugya. So the Gemara has in Pei Vav the Machlokes of Tanoim. And Matan Torah. The Amru Rabbanan Kami the Rav Papa. Machlokes, exactly when was the Torah given? Machlokes in the right. So the pay government base. Tana Rabbanan. V'shishi v'chodesh. Tana Rabbanan. V'shishi v'chodesh nitnu as Sarah said derbishli Yisrael. Torah was given on the 6th. Rabbi Yisrael v'shiva boy. It was given on the 7th. The Yom Tov Shini Shel Golias covers both days. Right, the 6th or the 7th. We paskin the 7th. Because we paskin Rabbi Yisrael. So again, Machlokes Tanoim, B'Shishi B'Chodesh Nidnu Aseres Adibros, Rabbi Yisrael Emi B'Shiva Boy. Omer Rama Dukol Yalma B'Rish Chodesh Osu L'Mid Bar Sinai, K'Siv Ocha B'Yoyim Hazeh Bo Mid Bar Sinai, U'K'Siv Osam HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rosh Chodesh. So Rava says, that's not a Machlokes. Malal B'Rish Chodesh Afkan B'Rish Chodesh. U'Dukuli Alma B'Shabbos Nidnu Torah L'Yisrael. Ksivacha zachor v'sim hashabbos l'kadoshay. Ksivasam v'yomer Moshe l'om zachor z'yom hazeh malalim b'itzum mishul yom avkan b'itzum mishul yom. Zachor is a raya that zachor means think about today. Good. So that is l'kuli yama. Keep pligi b'kviya diyarcha. Rabbi Yosi savar b'chad b'shaba ikva yarcha u'b'chad b'shaba le'omulhu v'le'midei. Mishum chusha de urcha. Betray v'shaba omul v'atem t'yum amlechas k'anim v'gay kodesh. Rabbi Yossi's understanding of the events was that that Sunday was Rosh Chodesh. And on Sunday we came to Midbar Sin. And on Sunday, because we were tired, because Baruch Hu did nothing happen. There was a set up camp day. That was it. Sunday, betray b'shav on Monday. Since we understand that everything, every communication to Moshe Rabbeinu was done pashkama, so that means that everything then starts Monday morning. So Monday morning, Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, right? He says, "V'atem tiyuli mamlechas koyim koyseimar lebeis v'kosagid." So the Gemara says that's all of this, that's this one parasha, begins Kosa Mar, Vekosa Gid, begins on the first time that Kishroch speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu in Midbar Sin, and that's the Mamblechas Koinim Vegoi Kodesh, B'Tlosa Omlu Mitzvahs Hagbola. So on Tuesday was the mitzvah of Hagbola, of not going up the mountain. Hagbela Sa'om. Right, so what does that mean? It means that on Monday, Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "V'dam tem tumel mechus kodem gei kodesh." On Monday, Moshe Rabbeinu came down, and on Monday he presented Klal Yisrael. On Monday, we said Nasa v'Nishma. So the